Yud up to Yud Aleph. Seno ura eno benois tzion ba melech shloimoi. Bo atoro she itro lo imoi. Biyoim chasunosoi. U biyoim simchas liboi. Literally that means go out and look, daughters of tzion. Benos Yerushalayim, benos tzion. Ba melech shloimoi. Look at King Shloimoi with the crown that his mother crowned him with on the day of his wedding. And the day of the Simchas Liboy, the rejoicing of his heart, the day his heart rejoiced. So that's the last pasuk in Perikim. Was ami benois tziot bonim shemitzuyonim loy b'milo uvetfilo uvetzitzis. Talking, I guess, to Kval Yisrael that who are special there. Tzion, Rashi says it's built on the word mitzuyonim, that they are exceptional, distinguished in their mitzvah of mila and tefillin and tzitzis, as opposed to all the other nations. Ba'at Torah, shi'itro lo'imoy, oyel moed shu me'utor begavonim. Means the oyel moed, the mishkan of the oyel moed, which was covered with all types of colors. Tcheles, vargomen, v'soylas, shoni, different types of blue and purple and scarlet, they say, whatever that means. Now here's a drash, listen to this. Omer Rabbi Nechunya said, Shal Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai es Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yosi. Shimon bar Yochai es Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yosi. Efshes sheshomata me'ovicho. Did you hear from your father, what does it mean, ba'ator she'itro lo'imoi, with the crown that his mother crowned him? What are we talking about? Omer lo'i Moshe le'melech, shehoi so'lo'i bas yechido. A Moshe to a king, he had a one daughter. He loved her immensely. He couldn't stop loving her until he called her my daughter. He couldn't stop loving her until he called her my sister. That, of course, is referring to Hashem's relationship with us. Shimi no biti, Shimi basuri, that's Hashem speaking to us, and Pisri achoisi rayosi, that's also Hashem speaking, calling us achoisi. Loizos mechabavo, achakora imi, until he called her my mother. Shenema hakshiva elai ami ule umi elai hazinu. And that's a leumi, and imi is a drash, or leimi ksiv. It says the ksiv is imi, so he called her umi. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and he kissed him on his head. What's going on over there? First of all, it doesn't make any sense, the order of things. He loved his daughter so much, he called her my daughter. Okay. Then, he didn't stop loving her until he called her my sister. That's less. Then, Imo, I'm not sure. Today's world, maybe that's even less. And though in their world, I don't know. The order seems very strange, right? If the love of a daughter, the love of a child is even probably more, I don't know, a sister, a mother, but the love of a daughter is, so what's going on over here? He loved her so much until he called the daughter. He loved her so much until he called the sister. So I heard, if you want to see it, it's written up actually in the Hakdoma to my father-in-law, Sefer. I think he included it maybe in the new Madura, but he said like this. He said, in terms of the Klal Yisrael, that's what the Psukim referring to, Hashem calling Klal Yisrael, Biti, Achoisi, and then Imi. So he says, there's an order here. He loved her so much. Klal, Hashem loves Klal Yisrael that we refer to as his daughter. That's true. But then, he loves her so much, despite the fact, and that's what Shir Hashirim is all about, that the Klal Yisrael doesn't always behave as a beloved daughter. We misbehave. We don't treat Hashem properly. We don't do what we're supposed to be doing. We sinned. We've been sent into Golos. That's what the whole Shleim HaMelech's Nevuah in Shir Hashirim is talking about. So then he says, Achoisi. What does it mean, Achoisi? I love you so much, but according to the parameters of our love, I can't tolerate the way you're behaving. For a beloved daughter, your behavior is unacceptable. So you know something? I'm going to start looking at you as a sister. No, a sister you could fight with. It's not so terrible. My sister. I fight with my sister. I don't have to love my sister, but yeah, we fight. So Mamela, I can now tolerate you and continue to love you because I've reduced the level, so to speak. I look at you as my sister. Therefore, your behavior, which is inappropriate for a boss, becomes normal and appropriate for a sister. Fine. But then, what?
To
huh?
Not better love.
It doesn't. But this is he's referring to the love. That's a, no, it is the love. The love is different. I love my sister, but I don't expect my daughter to treat me this way. And my sister, so, you know, brother and sister, they fight. That's what happens. Sibling rivalry. Rivalry, they call it in English. You know, sibling rivalry. I can't say rivalry. It because of my tooth. Rivalry. So anyway, they, you know, so that, okay. So that, what is it then? Loizov mechaba achakora imi. What's Imi? So he said like this. Sometimes the behavior is so unacceptable, so inappropriate, that I can't tolerate such behavior, even from a sister. I cannot continue to love you as a sister, so therefore I have to do something. I want to continue loving you. If I love you as a sister, then your behavior is not acceptable as a sister, and that would interfere with the love. So then I call you Imi. What do you do with a mother? She's my mother. She did so much for me. And then at a certain point in life, maybe she gets older, and she's not all there, and she acts a little bit inappropriately. I have to tolerate. From a mother, I have to tolerate any misbehavior. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is in the process of adjusting to the lack of appropriate behavior on the part of Klal Yisrael by changing the dynamic of the relationship. It's really, it's what? It's Rashi brings this here. He's saying Pshat in the Rashi. Otherwise, I don't know what the Pshat is. It's all out of whack. From Biti, you go to Achoisi, then you go to Imi. So, but then it's very beautiful. In other words, BT is where it should be, but you're not acting like a boss. Okay, so you know something, I say, let's act.
It's actually
all for you, I'm enduring this year. Let's act as brother and sister. Brother and sister, we'll fight a little bit, but we can still have brotherly love. Fine. So he says, but that doesn't work, because even as a sister, you're acting inappropriately. You can't treat your sister that way. So, you know, I'm going to change the dynamic again, and we're going to act as a son and a mother. A mother, no matter what she does, no matter how inappropriate it gets, but how can I not
I'm gonna make brackets.
Trying to save it for you. Brackets with the chest.
Like a blinking.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
You want me to make brackets?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Doesn't cost anything to make brackets.
Some ink.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, so that's the idea. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so intensely in love with Klal Yisrael, despite how we act, that what he does in order to be able to continue loving us and continue being mative to us, despite the fact that we brought it to the point that's beyond the parameter of such a relationship, he changes the relationship.
What does it mean to change? What does it mean to change the relationship?
What?
That doesn't switch the amount of love.
It depends. Look, if you have to act, that's right. There are certain things that are appropriate. There are standards for action. If I view you,
what does that mean? Hashem is switching. How is it switching?
If I view, it's simple. If I view you as my daughter, you expect to act as a daughter.
What does it mean if I view you as a daughter? There is a nature to this dynamic.
Kadosh Baruch Hu controls dynamics too.
Okay,
we may not be able to do that. First of all, we may be able to do that. Sometimes we got in counseling people, we guide them. You know, you got this recalcitrant child. You know, this kid that really, really can't behave, can't act as a proper child. So we say, you know something? You have to look at him a little bit differently. Sometimes we tell parents, when they can't tolerate the behavior of their children, look at your children as if they were your nieces and your nephews. Because a kid, I can't tolerate. My kid should treat me this way. My nephew? All right? You know, I could still love him. That's the way... I gotta stop. It's crazy. Yeah? I can still, don't feel bad. Yeah, I can still love him. Same thing like this. So we can sometimes psychologically look at it differently in order to be able to accept certain behavior. Back with the Shmorech, it's probably even more real. He could actually change it. I don't know. But that's the idea. It's a beautiful expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael in that he expresses it by saying, I will continue to love you despite your inappropriate behavior. And if I have to change the whole way I view you in order to be able with the Gedorim of right and wrong and justice and appropriateness in the world that it has to be able to continue to love you, I'll have to look at you, as I remember my father used to say, as an alte mama. What are you going to do with an alte mama, an old mother, and she's not acting nicely, and she gave a whole life for you, and everything she did, for her, there's no rules. Whatever she'll do, she's my mother, and that has to remain that way. And that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was so enamored by this prat, according to this, he jumped up and he kissed him on the head. Let's just finish the Rashi so we'll know where we're up to. The real, I guess, the crowning of this, and according to this drash, which I don't know if the drash fits the pshat, the lie, the storyline, or not. Rashi and Akdama said that usually it does. So maybe that all of this love was established at Matan Torah to such an extent that he gave him this crown, and the Mela, and we were makabel the oil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed this ultimate love at Har Sinai. V'yem simchas liba zeh shmini lemiluim, sh'nishanech mishkan b'midbar. And that was the second aspect of the crowning, because when Klal Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Osali Mikdash v'shochanti v'soichom, that was like the second expression of the ultimate love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael.